Hello and welcome to the Everything Disney Podcast's Corny Christmas Season. I'm your host Luke Manning and Happy Christmas or Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. Welcome to the season and here we go with another edition of the Everything Disney Podcast's Corny Christmas Season. This episode is all about the 2007 Walt Disney World Christmas Day Parade. It was on ABC earlier today, and I am going to bring you the best bits of the parade, which basically means I'm going to bring you pretty much all of the performances from the parade. Now, the parade started off with a big bang in, not literally, of course, but in Florida with the Dancing with the Stars. Now, I was searching around on YouTube earlier today, and I couldn't find any good off-the-TV quality recordings, but I do have the next best thing, which is a live recording of it. So, here is the live recording of the filming of the Dancing with the Stars segment from the 2007 Walt Disney World Christmas Day Parade.
Yeah! Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, all the fields we go laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Yeah, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Outside is frightful, and the fire is so delightful.
Good, we're good, we're good, we're good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Moving on.
The finally twisted night. How I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, although we home I'll be warm. Was too good about it. So as long as you love me so, let us know, let us know, let us know. So as long as you love me so, let us know, let us know, let us know.
Are you excited? Very excited. See?
No, she's not.
Just like what is it called? Cheetah Girls. And it's got like more.
Yeah.
And what's
part of it?
Regular girls goes to high school.
She's fine.
Okay. Like,
all right, stand by. Videotapes are rolling. We have speed. Stand by track in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Plans that we made, walking in the winter wonderland.
Give it up for our pros. Winner of Dancing with the Stars, winner over there, loser, loser. And
let's give it up for Joey, for being Joey.
We were then introduced to our hosts, Regis Philbin and Kelly Ripper in Walt Disney World, and Ryan Seacrest at Disneyland. They took us on a tour of both Disney Christmas parades, which in Florida is Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time, and here in Disneyland is a Christmas fantasy parade. The next celebrity performance was the Jonas Brothers performing their hit Christmas song, Girl of My Dreams. Now, what that's got to do with Christmas, I don't know, but here it is, and I again did not have a good quality TV recording, but I do have the really next best thing, which is a CD quality recording of it. So, here's the Jonas Brothers, Girl of My Dreams.
Just one thing I want. It tops them all, it's better than eggnog. It's cold outside, my boots are full of snow. I'm just hoping for some mistletoe. Oh. You can take these presents underneath my tree. You can take this awesome scarf my grandma made for me. Can take these boxes tied up with string. Cause all I want for Christmas is the girl of my dreams.
And if you're at all interested, the Jonas Brothers were actually performing that on a float, as was another band, Menudo. And I think that's how you pronounce it. But I don't have any audio of that at all. And plus, I'm pretty glad I don't, because it was a pretty bad performance. Then we go up to the Castle Forecourt stage to hear Patti LaBelle's new song, The Most Wonderful Time. Next up was one of the best parts of the parade, and that would be Catherine McPhee at the Castle Forecourt stage performing a medley of famous Disney songs.
Okay, ladies in front of Catherine, can you line up one behind the other, please? Just straight into the camera lens. So the first person...
Thank you.
some of you might think me crazy for this, but the next two performances were really the best in my opinion, and I have recording quality straight from the parade of these two. First, High School Musical. Yeah, I know. But it was a Christmas version of the song What Time Is It? So instead of saying, what time is it summertime, they end up saying, what time is it Christmas time? It's quite a clever number, and I hope you enjoy it. Now this is the absolute best performance in the parade, and it's by Miley Cyrus, who sometimes is known as Hannah Montana, and it's All I Want for Christmas Is You. She really demonstrates great singing in this, and I hope you enjoy.
And welcome back. You know, it's almost impossible to put in words how hot this next act is. You may know her as Miley Cyrus. She's also quite well known for being Hannah Montana. Give it up for the one and only Miley.
Hello, everybody. You guys ready to rock it out this Christmas?
Stop!
Merry Christmas.
The parade closed off with Jessica Simpson along with the Harlem Choir performing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Now, for me, this song is just a bit too religious. And as some of you may or may not know, I am an atheist, but yet I do celebrate Christmas in a sort of non-religious way. But even so, it is a great number, and it's given a nice light by the Harlem Choir. So this is the finale to the parade, but don't worry, because we still have more left in this episode right after this. And this was a live filming recording, so someone who was in the audience while they were filming it. Going to learn a little bit more about the parade with this edition of Disney 365.
Happy holidays, everyone! And with all the info on all things Disney 365 days a year, I'm Megan here during the Year of a Million Dreams celebration as the stars get ready for the Walt Disney World Christmas Day Parade at the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World in Florida.
And it's happening here at Disneyland Resort in California, too.
Let's get started.
All right. The High School Musical 2 stars are here, and so is Miley Cyrus. Come on. Hi, Miley.
Hey, Chester, what's up? How's it going?
What song are you singing in the parade?
I'm doing All I Want for Christmas Is You.
What's it like being here with all your fans?
They've been great. They've been chanting, and they all knew the words, of course. It's a, you know, Christmas classic, so them singing was amazing.
What was it like to meet Miley Cyrus?
It was just a dream come true.
And who else from Disney Channel is here?
I know that some of the cast from High School Musical 2 are here.
How did they change what time is it just for this parade?
Well, instead of what time is it summertime, we're saying what time is it Christmas time. What time is it?
Christmas time!
And Vanessa, this is your first time doing this parade. Tell me about it.
It's just fun being with the cast, and being a part of the Christmas Day Parade is a great experience.
Oh, what's it like for all of you to be together for the holidays?
Yay!
Well, it's time to throw it to Walt Disney World in Florida.
Take it away, Florida!
Thanks, guys. I'm here with the Jonas Brothers. Tell everyone what's going on here.
Today we are actually rehearsing our song, Girl of My Dreams, for the big Disney parade.
you just kind of rock out and have a fun time.
Why'd you decide to sing Girl of My Dreams?
We really felt like that was a good song to play because it's, you know, really in the Christmas spirit and it rocks pretty hard.
Okay, there's one more thing you guys have to do for the Walt Disney World Christmas Day Parade airing Christmas morning on ABC.
That's right, the Disney 365 sign-off.
And I'm Megan.
We're the Jonas Brothers.
And this is...
Disney 365!
Happy Holidays!
Disney 365!
Well, I hope you all had a Merry Christmas. My Christmas has gone pretty good. I had a great lunch earlier, and I got a few great things in my stockings. I got about $200, which is always good. I can get some great stuff with that. Also got the Walt Disney Treasures DVD, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, the Disneyland Hidden Mickey's Field Guide, some chocolate, and the soundtrack to Enchanted, and the music that you've been hearing in the background while I've been speaking today has been from the Enchanted soundtrack. Now we've got a little sampling from the songs in the Enchanted soundtrack. Here's Carrie Underwood performing probably my favourite song in the movie, maybe next to That's How You Know. It is Ever Ever After. And if you have this CD, be sure to insert it into your computer and you'll get to view a special animated music video of Ever Ever After, which features, strangely enough, an animated Carrie Underwood going to a live-action Carrie Underwood. Weird, I know. But enjoy this song, and we only have two more editions of the Corny Christmas Season left on this Friday and next Tuesday, which will be New Year's Day. So have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, enjoy it, and we'll see you on the next edition of the Corny Christmas Season.
Hi, this is Larry Mongello, along with Nick McGlam. Tune in to episode 23 of the WDW News Today podcast for the first annual Christmas podcast parade, live from the Walt Disney World Resort. Tell them who will be appearing on the parade, Nick.
Well, we have, me, and then there's you, Larry, and we've also got Dole Whips and Churros, and an angry mob.
We also have appearances by Judy Dench, Amy Adams, Luke Manning, John Corigliano, Jason Diffendahl, Adam Roth, Steve Swanson, Tom Corliss, and more. So tune in to the WDW News Today podcast, episode 23, on December 25th, 2007, for the first annual Christmas podcast parade.
For download instructions, head on over to WDWNewsToday.com and click on the podcast section.
We hope to see you there.